Hello?
Hello, how are you, Mr. President?
Fine, Mac. Glad to hear you.
Well, thank you. Well, we all know what happened.
Gosh, this fella you sent up here is causing us a lot of problems.
Yeah, I know. What's that? Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Well, he calls me some. Now, Mr. President, there's several little things that I thought I ought to call you. I wouldn't have bothered you. Number one, I wanted to relate them to you quickly, and then I want you to give me tell me what to do. Number one is that, of course, now this delegation back to the convention. I'm the chairman of that delegation. That delegation is behind you and whatever you want. I was elected chairman last Saturday. I intended to call you and tell you, but I thought I ought to tell you that number one. So that switched around to what it was 4 years ago. Number two, I haven't any opposition for the Supreme Court in the primary. I'm in the clear on that.
Wonderful.
Now, number three is that, and this is the real thing, and then there's two or three other things I want to talk to you about. Number three is these newspapers. I've got about seven or eight calls here on my desk that I haven't been in, that I haven't taken. And they're kind of wanting statements to draw from me because I was the one that Barrigo would have beaten in 52 and 58. I haven't felt like that it was anything could be gained by me making any kind of a statement. Now, if you want me to make one, I'll make one, and I'll say whatever you want me to say. But my opinion is that would be a statement, well, whatever you want.
Well, I don't think I'd pay attention to it. I just, I didn't make any. They asked me last night, and I told them that I just going on and sawing wood and doing my work and let them go along in proper time. I'd tell them what I stood for, but I didn't have anything to say about him. He'll call me a faker, and he called me a lot of phony, a lot of ugly names, but I didn't have anything to say about him. And so I noticed he backed up this morning, said that he didn't want to engage in personalities.
Well, he also said, though, last night, he said, well, it might be a few brickbats, but that, yeah, that was wonderful. What you said was wonderful. Well, I just, my judgment was that nothing could be served by me of saying what the effect would be on Arizona or thus and so. But I got to thinking about it, and I thought, well, if you wanted me to make some kind of a statement, I would certainly.
No, I wouldn't. I'd just let him go, and we're going to give him lots of rope.
Now, well, that's my judgment. Now, number three is that, as you well know, I would rather carry Arizona for you. I'd rather see you carry Arizona than most anything. I'd give my right arm, and it would be. But we're not organized here. I was glad to put me in. Of course, I accepted the chairmanship of the delegation. It gives me a little opportunity to do a little bit more. And personally, I think that I am in the position to, without any publicity or not out in front, to do a little organization for you. I was the other day on the 10th. What happened was, if I hadn't gotten hold of it at the 11th hour, on that 11 o'clock on the morning of the 10th, I found that there's only two people who were qualifying out of the five for presidential electors from the state of Arizona, and that we had to get 1,700 names for the other three, and I had to get out and hire people to circulate them. I had to go to different counties. And I only had a few hours to do it, and if I hadn't have run into it, you know, if you'd have carried the state of Arizona, you could have only got the two votes out of the five.
Mm.
And so that's the situation. Now, I want to get in and do some things, and I don't want to make any fraud about it, but I do want to try to get some people organized here and and get things to go in, and I'm willing to come back and talk to you about it, or I'll wait for just before the convention to talk to you about it.
All right, let us see. We haven't got organized, and we'll have to get a chairman lined up at the convention, and then we'll talk about it. I don't know who's going to run it or what plans they've made over at the National Committee under Kennedy's crowd, and we'll just talk about it, and I'll get Walter Jenkins to get somebody to decide how they're going to handle it when you get back here.
Well, I'd like to see you before I go to the convention.
All right.
On the way back there.
All right. I'll see you any time, but I'm not going to know a damn thing about who's going to handle it. They'll handle it over at the committee, but I'll be happy to see you.
Well, what I want to do, I want to get... I've already started in on one thing. I got authority from the delegates when we met Saturday. I said, well, I'd like to try to raise a little money. Now that's just on our own. I mean, I didn't want to step out on anything, but I don't know how much we'll be able to get if we don't make a substantial showing. If I find out we can't make a substantial showing, well then I won't do anything. But I would like sort of get a little publicity not for myself, but for this finance committee that we'll get in, that we're going all out.
Good.
And I thought that was good, and I want to get I want to get some people lined up. I would like to get a few Republicans. There was one time that we could have done that. I don't know what the situation is going to be here now. I would say offhand it's going to be rough because of the favored, you know, the local man, so forth and so on. You know how that is.
Mm-hmm.
But I think...
What did you think about the way they handled the convention?
I think it was a disgrace.
Mm-hmm.
I was down in Tucson. I made a speech for you down there at a meeting. Of course, it wasn't but about 150 is out at a home, like a little dinner. And the comment was, and around on the street and everything, that that the way they treated Rocky was a disgrace.
Mm-hmm. How do they, are they giving us any hell? Do they like what we're doing? Are they for us? Or what do you hear about that? What do they criticize us about?
I haven't. I think you're in good shape, Mr. President.
What's that paper going to do? Be strong for Goldwater?
You've asked me the $64 question. I'll tell you just exactly what I think he'll do. If he says, if he sees that you're going over, why he will. He's liable to come out for you. If he figures that, and so he's going to play it along. He's going to have a hard time of coming out right now for you, but he may just kind of play it in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't tell yet. I frankly can't tell. I've talked to Marquardt. He's not here now.
Mm-hmm.
He's in Indianapolis.
Okay, you stop by when you come, and I'll see you when you come to the convention.
Now, what is there anything you want me to do?
No, I'll talk to you when you get here.
Okay.
Bye.
I may want to make an appointment. I would like to come by. I may want to make an appointment, and then I may want to come for a fellow to drop in and say hello to you at the same time.
Okay.
Okay. I'll just keep quiet then, like you say. I just wanted to get the